Emerson Day exploded onto life with her song, Get Behind Me. We want to get behind that song and learn a little bit more about Emerson. She's with us this morning. Hey, Emerson.
Hey.
Music wasn't really your first choice of a career, was it?
No, it wasn't, actually. I had loved music my whole life, but never thought it was going to be a career for me.
Oh, my. No, you were on a whole different path, some kind of law enforcement, right?
Yeah, so I actually graduated with a degree in Homeland Security and was a part of ATF, which is a federal law enforcement agency at the time. And so, yeah, probably about the farthest thing you could get from music.
But you didn't pick up music cold. It's been part of your life for quite a while, right?
Yeah, you know, I grew up singing and writing at a very young age. I mean, as early as 8 years old, I was writing complete songs and singing in church. And it's always been a huge part of my life. I just never, you know, pursued it in any type of professional or career capacity until, you know, of course, a lot later in life. But yeah, it was always there. It was always a passion of mine.
From what I understand, Christian radio had a part to play in directing your music career as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so, you know, I can remember, too, growing up, listening to Christian radio. It was always on the call, you know, in the car on our way to school and, you know, coming home. And I can just remember the encouragement I got from hearing, you know, those messages and those songs. And it's just funny how so many years later, you know, graduated college, I'm working, you know, with ATF and just started having these, you know, moments with the Lord where I really felt like he was calling me to do music. And I can remember just having my own doubts about it because my sound and my style of music is quite different. You know, I love rock music and electric guitars and a little bit of that, you know, southern rock and country sound. And I can remember, you know, praying to the Lord and being like, where is there a place for me in CCM? Like, where am I going to fit into this? And it was literally the exact same time that Zach Williams broke onto the scene. I think it was around 2016, somewhere around in there. And yeah, so seeing the way that, you know, Christian radio rallied around him and the way people were so receptive of his sound and his style of music, like that was really what gave me a lot of confidence with my own sound, you know, pursuing Christian music.
Yeah, it was that country sound, like a little bit of a I don't know, a twang, I guess you could call it, but the message was really what mattered for you, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a little bit of a, I guess, a bold person, if you will. I'm a little bit of an intense, like maybe it's the sports background or the law enforcement background, but, you know, the kind of artist I want to be is bold. And, you know, I heard that through that sound, and it's something that I've always gravitated towards.
Yeah, well, the song Get Behind Me certainly does make that bold statement. Can you tell us a little bit about the genesis of that song? Because it sounds... it sounds angry, but triumphant at the same time.
Yeah, you know, that was something my grandmother taught me and my siblings growing up. Anytime, you know, we would go to her and we would be anxious or worried or afraid, she would always say, those feelings do not come from our Heavenly Father. Like, those feelings come from the enemy. And she taught us this thing. You say, get behind me in the name of the Lord. And you say it three times, each time with a little more authority. And then you just forget about it and you give it to God. And I can remember the peace that I felt then as a young child and just learning at a young age who really fights for me and who has the ultimate victory. And I think, you know, then fast forward as an adult, needing a song like that in my life, needing that reminder of who is really on the throne over my life. And, you know, that became an anthem for me. And I think for so many other people as well. And, yeah, that's really where that song was born.
Have you heard back from people who have said, hey, I needed that? That song just popped up for me at a moment when I really needed it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's been so overwhelming, actually, the feedback that I've received about this song and how people have really experienced their own breakthroughs because of this song. And, you know, I have so many people that have reached out with specific stories. I have other people that are like, hey, I just love starting my day with this song. It's just like setting the record straight right from the beginning. And it's just crazy how it has permeated so many lives.
All right. The song is called Get Behind Me. Emerson Day's been our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Emerson.
Yeah, thank you.